Good morning, World Klee. It's a great honor to be with you this morning. What an amazing world we live in, where we can reach out to our Maker through good times and bad, to call upon Him to deliver us from all the troubles and difficulties of life. He's built our whole reality in His infinite wisdom. He is the potter, and we are the clay. We are very lucky that He's created us in His love, that we can lean upon Him at all times, to open our hearts and reach Him through prayer, that we can discover His qualities through love and connection with our great and worthy friends. We should be very grateful for this wonderful teacher and for this great society that we've been blessed with, a society where we're able to serve our King. May the praise of Him be in our hearts always. L'chaim. Over to you, David.
Thank you, dear brother. And thank you, friends, for this blessed opportunity to be here with you and together adding to the importance of connection. I don't have enough words, really, to describe all the great examples of overcoming in this society. And to be with you, yearning and praying for the reforming light changes the outlook completely. How fortunate we are to be together and turning to our Maker for the desire to bestow upon each other. What could be more important? Let's continue, please, friends. Let's continue in our effort to in connection and prayer to bring contentment above. L'chaim, friends. Back to the Perektiva.
In Keta Mispar Achat.
Excerpt number one. One must not pray to be given abundance from above, since it will all go to the outer ones. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him a kli, a vessel, which is a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. When he has that kli, the upper abundance will appear to man, and he will feel the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation to do good to his creations. Therefore, we should ask the Creator for what we really need, which is a vessel of bestowal. And we need not pray for anything else. Again, excerpt number one. One must not pray to be given abundance from above, since it will all go to the outer ones. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him a kli, a vessel, which is a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. When he has that kli, the upper abundance will appear to man, and he will feel delight, the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation to do good to his creations. Therefore, we should ask the Creator for what we really need, which is a vessel of bestowal. And we need not pray for anything else.
Question for an active workshop. What is the main deficiency for which one should pray? Again, active workshop question. What is the main deficiency for which one should pray?
That we will truly have a reason to ask for help from the Creator, a reason to want to be in contact with Him.
I remember a tip that Rav gave once, to start from the end. If we want to be in adhesion with him and bring him contentment, then we have to start what to ask for. If we want to get there, we want a vessel of bestowal, then for this we need to be connected.
The main deficiency is to be part of the collective deficiency of the desire to bestow.
And if we're going to the end, then at the end of the article it says that there's no way to be saved, but only the Creator can help him. This is a real prayer. So we shouldn't forget to ask at any situation and for the real deficiency in the connection between us, which is the goal in the end and in the beginning.
That we'll have vessels of bestowal, that we'll have a desire for it. That's really pretty much it.
Yeah, you said everything already. We also read the article yesterday together. I think we're ready to pray for this deficiency to love. May we have a deficiency to love, for connection. We want to be like the Creator, equal to Him and serve Him in the connection between us and all the created beings.
Concretely, in our state, that my thoughts will be about the friends and not myself, that the requests will be for them, that the concerns will be for that point of connection between us. This whole current that is against my nature outside of myself, for that I need a deficiency that I don't naturally have.
What can I add? To want to bestow, to love the friends more, to want to be connected to the Creator through the friends, to have a... Generally, that this desire, this deficiency will burn in us all the time, to be on the path with the friends, with Rav, to go toward the goal, that this will be the most important thing that we ask for in life.
To feel that the whole world is now in this kind of move of prayer and desire to connect.
To continue what Leo said, the most important is to have a deficiency, even if it's not very clear what, to have a deficiency.
We were given an opportunity to focus on prayer in the coming month, what we are obligated to do every day and the whole year long, all the time. And it's just to sharpen this importance of what do we pray for, what do we ask for, and not to forget to remind the friends about the special connection and gratitude to the Creator for bringing us here.
And this is what we're doing here in the 10 and in all the 10s around us and in the whole world, Kli. We're incorporated in each other in this prayer. It will be designed and we'll have the real deficiency. We just have to go in there.
We want to reach a state where we see that everything is perfect and everything we receive from Him is truly good that does good, and we have no complaints. And like, how did he say in the article, we want to be able to say, blessed is he who may said and the world happened.
Yeah, this whole place of being in gratitude and feeling the privileges, we started saying, when we're dealing, reading these texts and sitting with these friends, to be in the place where we want to turn to the Creator all the time.
Keta Makor Sheni. Kraehu Behyoto Karov.
Excerpt number 2. Call upon him when he is near, that is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him. Know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there's no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him. Again, source excerpt from Bala Sulam. Call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him.
Silent workshop question. Let us thank the Creator for awakening us towards raising a prayer. Again, let us thank the Creator for awakening us towards raising a prayer.
Active workshop number 2. Let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson. Again, let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson.
Maybe before we start throwing words, whatever words come out of our mouth, may our hearts be in the same direction, aiming together so we will want together for each other.
Together, I don't have words.
That now in the lesson our hearts will open, we'll try to feel each other.
And that
the intensity of connection that there is in this main event that we have every day will give us power to keep working and to also need that during the day. That together we'll aim for the light that will direct us to the true prayer. Everything that we basically discussed in the previous question, we just want it to happen, that we'll have a true deficiency and we can pray for it, and that all the friends in the world, Kli, will be able to focus without distractions on the connection between us where we want the quality of the Creator to be revealed. Yes, that all the friends in the world, Kli, will be on fire with an open heart, ready to overcome and attack. Prayer of the Friends.
Bore.
Bore.
Beyachad.
Together, we unite our hearts in praise to you for this great society you have bestowed upon us. Please allow us to overcome the obstacles and fill the hearts of the friends with love and joy for being on the path towards our vut between us. We thank you for giving us the right deficiency and prayer to bring your light to the world. May we bring you contentment together as one man.
Amen.
Amen.